There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio with John Creeman. Doug Steffen stuck out in the snow making his way back in.
Of course he is.
But you don't have to deal with any of that down there, do you, John?
No. Actually, hold it.
There. Another girl walking by on the beach.
Wave. 3 foot wave. And there's a couple girls in bikinis.
There you go.
I'm good.
All right, so you are at the Electronics, the Southern Florida. What convention are you at now?
Yeah, actually, it's the Electronic Retailing Association Convention, which is in Miami, or actually South Beach. So we're in one of the more beautiful places of Florida. And actually, what with ACOS and myself, we've actually been meeting with all of our international partners over the last couple of days. We have a busy day today, which is the final day of the show.
How does this differ from, I mean, the CES was just a few weeks ago, first week of January. So what is this? All of these things that were now released at the CES, now the retailers, they come pitching to the retailers to see what you'll be able to buy at Best Buy?
No, the trade show, like a consumer electronics show, like they had in the beginning of the year. That was the focus, and that was merchandise. The Electronic Retailing Association is kind of a conglomeration or an association of infomercial direct response people, both in the service industry that help support it, and those of us that help create the content for it. Whether it's like home shopping channel or like we do here on Michael Inventions. And pretty much, telemarketers, financial people. It's just it's a big group of people that are all based on electronic retailing, and we're working on it.
You know, it sounds to me like you were in the bitter cold yesterday. It sounds like you came down to the cold. I thought you were in Miami where it's warm and sunny and beautiful. What's your problem?
It's beautiful. Well, last night I was at a reception for Telebrands.
Which is one of the big receptions are like.
Really?
And unfortunately, it started getting cold.
Cold?
You know, and I think I may have caught something.
Cold? What are you talking about? Cold? You're in Miami Beach.
Maybe 58 degrees or something, like 58 or 60. With the winding, the chill.
Yeah, the wind chill factor.
Made it cold.
Good for you. That'll go. There's a lot of sympathy coming your way for that line, pal.
Yeah,
John Creeman's no sympathy whatsoever. It's 13 degrees here on the farm. The high today will be 14 degrees.
Well, I'll tell you, on my way back to Tampa, I'm going to have my top on, my convertible off. I'm going to be just driving down the highway.
Okay, good for you.
At about 78 degrees.
Yeah, nice. All right, so the idea of us being together here, telling stories, what is irrelevant, how do people buy things, how do you make decisions on what you buy? That's part of our focus here. What motivates you to buy what you do? Do you watch the home shopping channel? Do you watch infomercials? Do you only want to buy from retail? Do you want to buy wholesale? Do you buy on Amazon? How do you buy? A thought. And by the way, email can come to Doug@DougSteffen.com or John@MyCoolInventions.com. We have an inventor coming up later today, Jason Koo, who is one of the, is he a remnant from the golf show last week?
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact.
All right, so we have another golf invention. There are lots of people that are inventing things, coming up with things, ideas, programs, businesses that are aimed at the sports world, or they're aimed at what you do with your spare time, amusements, that sort of thing. It's a big business. That's a big, big category. So we'll follow in that footstep as we continue here in the next half hour on My Cool Inventions. Yesterday we had Robert Gray, who had that vertical wine cooler, and we were grilling him on what was different. He wasn't ready. How did he do in terms of thumbs up or thumbs down?
It looked like he had some friends out there. He did 100%.
Did he? Good for him. Okay, so he's ahead We have two other, we have today and tomorrow to decide who wins for the week, yes, and who will show up next week on Dream Big America, which is our contest. We have the this week's final for the month. On Friday during this hour, you'll hear three people come together. All of them were winners earlier on our Friday contest on Dream Big America. So the person that wins, in fact, will get a hold of a lot of big, helpful tools to benefit their business. It's a very cool, the whole thing is wonderful because, if I do say so myself, because we've helped so many people, and this is even more excitement because you get prizes that will help you make your business bigger and better. So that's coming up on Friday. Meanwhile, back to what I was just saying about how people buy. How are their preferences measured? There must be a lot of research done by guys who you've worked for, HSN, QVC,
yeah,
and the people who do the infomercials as well, as to what motivates people to buy, when they buy, how they buy, how much they're going to spend. There must be tremendous research because these companies are multi-billion dollar outfits. Right?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I remember back even with in the shopping industry back years ago, the only way we had an indication that things were selling is we could look at the IVR, which is a kind of a computer terminal, and it would have an arrow up or an arrow down. And we're like, oh, okay, things must be selling. But as time went on, and even at the Home Shopping Network at HSN, now they measure everything by dollar per minute. So, I mean, they know exactly what's selling. They know, and as a host, what I would do, and the younger hosts are not trained this, the older hosts, you know, people that have been around for a long time, a computer screen, and be able to, I could actually gauge every 10 seconds what I would say, how it would affect the audience, and if I wanted to go back and hit on that feature or that benefit again and maybe do another CTA.
All right, hold on, wait a minute.
Then we go back and do it.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, we gauge that.
Hold on just a second. I want to go back to what you just said. Richie, do we need to make a connection better here? Do we need to pause for a second? Or are we okay, you think?
We're okay for another minute or so.
All right.
Yes, we will.
So I want to go back to what you said, John, about every... Right. Did I hear you correctly? Every 10 seconds, some bit of research is coming in to you and your IFB, which is the earplug that you have from the director, that suggests how things are being bought, how this product is working, what you need to do to change your pitch every 10 seconds?
Well, yeah, the producer will see that information. I saw that information just myself. I mean, I help develop some of the systems that they use now. So I can actually tell when every 10 seconds you can see a little blip on the computer screen and on the and on the rest of it, and we can see how that actually works.
So it's not in your earpiece. It's on a screen.
On a screen. It's a computer screen. What it does, it's like a graph. It's a moving graph. It has information about the product, but it also has, at one time, the graph used to be colors. And it would be a point where every $1,000 was a different color. And so people would want to know what was a $100,000 minute look like. What did a $1 million minute look like? And we've actually had one of those. We were able to see that happen. And everybody, well, of course, everybody's on the phone calling the producer. What color is it?
Really?
when they couldn't see it at home.
All right, so there's that's an insight and a half, isn't it, huh? When you think about how sophisticated, here's Maud calling from Tulsa, and she wants to buy the latest vacuum cleaner, she doesn't know anything about it. She's going to ask a question. How is it decided, by the way, who gets on the air? Those callers, you know, most people who are veterans think they're all canned, they're fake, they're set up. You get calls oftentimes on these shows. Are they?
Yeah, they're live. I mean, are real.
Are they set up? Are they?
No, they're not. They can't be set up.
They can't.
Because of the FTC and the rules and regulations of that, basically, if you buy something, you have to buy something to get on the air.
Yeah.
But then what will happen is you'll go through a screening process, and that screening process will say, okay, well, it looks like Maud bought this. She's been happy. She hasn't returned anything. She could be a good candidate to go on air. So then they send her to the producer. The producer talks with her, gets a question or gets the idea of what she wants to talk about, and then puts her on air. So there's some level of sophistication on getting these people on air. It used to be that I had a phone bank, and I could see 24 lights, and I could just go right down the phone, bam, bam, bam. I would say, hey, who's this? So they, you know, tell me a name, and what'd you get? And then I'd say, okay, thanks. Then I would just go down the line and clear the lines, but we do that live on air. So we could get the bad calls.
I guess one of the things that intrigues me, and I learned this having done this for a profession since 1974, So I kind of get the hang of it. And what it is that motivates people to call is usually not something that's good. I say that knowing that I'm trying myself, not single-handedly, hopefully, but to move the discussion away from, this is what's wrong. I mean, I go down that street plenty myself, but I would like the audience to sort of help bring us up. I find it difficult often, even whether it's email or Facebook or social media or whatever, for people to actually take the time to send you something that's good. I relish it when I see it. So I find it interesting that all these people are calling just to tell you that this is a good product. That's why I asked if it was set up.
No, yeah, it's, but you know, the testimonial call,
you know,
is
I'm
one
saying.
Of the biggest benefits, right?
Yeah.
But our problem is, I mean, now if you watch any of the shopping channels, they've kind of gone back away from that. And I always felt that that's part of the atmosphere. That lets other people know that they're watching, that other people are actually buying the stuff that they're seeing.
Well, but did it happen because they can't trust the people that are calling? Everybody's so cynical today. What's wrong with my whatever it is that is being sold? You know, that is why you got to have, you don't want, have you had people that would go on the air and say bad things about a product and you recover from it?
I've only had one bad call in my entire career.
Really?
And it got on the air only because the producer was paying attention more to the model than what was actually being said on air. I'm not kidding you.
I know, I believe it.
And everybody
yeah.
in the crew heard it, and yeah. I'm looking at him, yeah. and he's scrambling. He's running back to the desk yeah. to hit the red button.
How to become a professional Bob broadcaster. John Creamins with Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant.
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discounted right before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at guns80.com.
They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. GunsAndy.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to GunsAndy.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at GunsAndy.com. Call now, 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call GunsAndy.com at 844-2GUNS80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hour now, as you listen to My Cool Inventions Radio, I'm Doug Steffen with John Premans. We're working on understanding how this whole business, the reason that John and Akos Jankura are here, they put together the idea a few years ago for a radio program that would highlight some of the things that both of them have been around in their professional career, that is selling good products, selling ideas. And so we have this this sort of coordinated effort with My Cool Inventions and DreamBigAmerica.us to encourage people to come up with their ideas. You got an idea and you want it not to be a secret. You want to be able to make a business out of it. There is the time to do it. For example, when your roof is leaking, you fix it when the sun is out. You don't do it when it's raining, right? When it's cold and snowy, you make sure, you hope that the heater is going to work, but you check the heater out during the good weather months. I think the same thing can be true here. I guess I'm focused on advanced thinking and planning to position these people who want to be on the air. And one of the things we said, and I thought yesterday was a fairly good example of this, John, how to prepare, how to gain the advantage, put yourself in the best place by making sure you got all your ducks in a row. And one of the good reasons, the lessons that come out of these people coming on the air here is so that they will serve sort of as an example for others. If it's good, if it needs work, if it's bad, it's just helping those who are yet to come prepare themselves so that you take advantage of this situation, because this is a medium that can really help inventors and entrepreneurs, right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, what we do, and what you and me and ACOS, our combined efforts, when we get a chance to talk to these inventors, I think if anyone's listening to the show and they're curious about invention or how it's done or how a product gets to market, I think they learn something. Mm-hmm. I certainly learn from other people's mistakes and other people's successes. So a show like what we do and, you know, what we've done with you, I really think is a benefit to anyone. I mean, granted, some of them come on, they're not prepared, and we've seen it, we've heard it. There are some that are just amazingly prepared, but yet they forget just one thing. Like yesterday, he forgot a website. If he would have had a website, can you imagine how much traffic we could have drove to him?
Right.
So that he could actually look at what people are thinking about his invention.
We could have driven it to that site, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop.
That was the pause for Richie to come in. I've probably on the air today, what, three or four times, Richie? This is, now, one would wonder whether this is helpful, annoying, impolite, or rude, or just, that jerk, Stefan. He's always trying to lord it over everybody. But I really am not. I just would like to have, and sometimes people just forget. It has nothing to do with anything other than what we have grown up in. John saying, what the hell is he talking about? Earlier on the program, two or three times, John, on the Good Day Show, I had today, I didn't have to, but I did. I think I even corrected it. Richie once, I corrected one
always
of the,
correcting our grammar.
The grammar, because I want our program to sound polished. Well, you said drove, and it was driven. Driven is the appropriate the past tense.
So, John, what I've done to help fix this problem that we have with
Doug. For that?
No, I don't have a sound effect.
No.
I'm having an electrical device put into Doug's chair up there, and with an app that we're developing here, and I'll be able to sell it on Michael Inventions in the near future. I will be able to shock Doug in the butt every time he corrects one of us for a grammatical error.
Yeah. That's going to be hilarious.
Where did he come from?
It was also driven.
but the other side, don't we want to be proud of what we do?
We do.
Don't
absolutely.
We want us, all of us to sound the best we possibly can?
Oh,
now, somebody would say, what are you going to say?
Yes, we do.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all say yeah.
Sure we do, but you just do it in that teacher kind of...
I do, it's annoying. The way I do it is annoying.
Right.
And so, but that's part of my charm, and in manner of speaking. So anyway...
Now you got me doing it to my kids.
We can all, right, exactly. The idea is to try to save some of what is great in our intellectual English character. 28 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, it's 33 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with John Cremins, or John Cremins is here with Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions Radio. In a few moments, we're going to meet a gentleman who has not necessarily a post-mortem on the PGA show from last week. I want to know whether this guy, Jason Koop, played golf with you, John. And he goes,
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Okay, so he's going to be relatively happy then.
Actually, no, he would have been happy after he played me because I lost pretty bad.
Really? Ah, okay. Yeah. The National Retail Federation says for Valentine's Day we're going to spend a total of $700 million on gifts for our pets. If you're looking for a way to find, if you have an invention, this is a pitch for us, for you. There is probably not a better category, because we're looking at some of these things, as John was explaining earlier on, he's at the Electronic Retailers Association, where they have all of these people that have come along, infomercials and new commercials and ways to sell products and what's hot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when I think about Valentine's Day, and then I think about many other holidays where people bring their pets, I mean, how many people bought Christmas presents for their pets? So 700 mil just on Valentine's Day, just for pets. The business itself is about a $7 billion a year business. So the reason I'm bringing this up now is because many of you have you've got ideas. Maybe the latest garment that a dog could could you maybe the name of some kind of a mineral or a vitamin that you found or something? And I'm trying to encourage people in new areas. So I just give you this as food for thought. If you've got anything that you've developed or worked on that's made life better for your pet and you think it could be applied to others, then you ought to go to mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us and submit your idea to see if it makes it through our vetting process. What do you think of that, John?
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. I mean, that's how we get you on the show. If you have an idea, it's free. We don't charge the inventor anything. Like both Akos and myself are fond of saying that we would rather pay you a check than have you pay us to be on the air.
Well, that's the only thing that works. The product's good. That's the case.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So anyway, categories of things that work. Pet products, pet supplies, anything pet, even memorabilia, is something that you might want to, if you've gone down that street and you got something, we encourage you to apply with your inventions to mycoolinventions.com or to mycoolinventions. What did I say? Mike, I'm doing this twice. mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us. Okay, in a moment, we're going to meet this fellow, Jason Koo. In general, what was produced at this PGA show? What did you see that was new and different and exciting that you think will likely show up on the golf channels for the infomercials that go on the golf channels, the cable channels, or maybe even at HSN, QVC, that sort of thing?
You know what? I don't really ever see that many golf products on the shopping channels. They try to, because every year there's a new invention, right? There's always some way to improve your swing or a bigger putter. But what ends up happening is a lot of this stuff goes by the wayside. It's out for a year and then it's old news. So the shopping channels don't do anything with it. But infomercial wise on the like on golf channel, there were so many new inventions coming out. And one was a putter that basically I don't even know if I looked at it, I wouldn't use it, but it had holes in it, mm-hmm. and that was supposed to help you line up your putt better. And I'm thinking, just because I can see the green underneath it, it didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to what hopefully will make sense to all of us. Jason Koo now joins us with a conversation and a focus on his Snap Cap golf product. And because John's the golfer, even if he weren't, he'd be the guy in the know. So we put the two of you together. Everybody listen up now as we try to bring you the exciting, the next page, the next new star on My Cool Inventions.
Well, here's the thing. This is an invention that we found at the PGA Golf Show, which was the merchandise show in Orlando. And basically, what it does is helps you personalize your golf clubs. Now, if you're thinking, okay, I'm gonna carve my name in it or get an initial or something. No, it actually changes the color on the ferrule, which is if you look at your golf club, the bottom of a golf club, and where it attaches to the shaft, there's always like a little black piece of plastic. Well, now you can actually pretty much have different colors. It's a rather interesting invention. And join us today, Jason Koo. Jason, welcome, and thanks for being on the My Cool Inventions Radio.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Fantastic. So Jason, when we met you, I mean, I had seen your submission before the show, and then when we had a chance to talk to you on the show floor at the convention, it was pretty interesting. I mean, I'm surprised that something this simple hadn't been thought of before.
Yeah, when my partner, who's the co-inventor, when he told me of the idea, it was just like an aha moment, just because I never even knew the ferrule was there. You know, there's four components to a golf club. There's your grip, the shaft, the club head, and then the ferrule. But nobody ever knows what the ferrule does. And all it does, it really just, it's for purely aesthetics, and it connects the club head to the shaft, and it just tapers it so it just has a finished look. That's the only purpose for it. But the problem is that it's always been black, and the reason why it's been black is because it's so difficult to change, and black is a standard color, so it's so difficult to change because you got to take club heads off of the shaft, you got to use like a blowtorch sometimes, and then you got to put the new ferrule on, around the new ferrule, and then you have to then glue back the club head. So it's a process, so nobody wants to do that. And the reason why we came up with a two-piece ferrule is because now you can do all of that stuff without having to remove the club head, and then you snap the two pieces together with a little epoxy, and then you're good to go.
Wow. I mean, so that's actually pretty simple, though. I'm surprised that no one actually ever tried this before.
Exactly. And that's why I was surprised, too. So when, about a year and a half ago when we, came up with the idea, we went through some molding processes. We went through, just a lot of different measurements on how to get it to where it was at the PGA show. And once we launched it at the show, we had a tremendous response. We got distribution in about 30 different countries, probably took on over 200 customers. Because most of these club fitters, they were like, wow, what a godsend. You're going to save me this much time. Now I can just snap on two pieces without taking off the club head and sometimes ruining people's, shafts.
So, the ferrule is an aesthetic, right? It's not. I mean, it's not anything that really the club needs, but it just makes it look better.
Absolutely.
All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to hear your pitch on this, and we're gonna get everything ready, and basically you're gonna pitch the audience for 1 minute, and let us know what SnapCap's all about and why we would want to get one. And while you're listening on the radio here, all you have to do is if you like Jason's pitch, give him a thumbs up. Go to mycoolinventions.com. You can go to our vote page and click there, or you can actually text a vote on your smartphone. Just text to the number 22333. That's 22333 on your smartphone and put thumbs up or thumbs down. So, Jason, if you're ready.
Okay.
Let's do this thing.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Jason Kuhn, and I'm the co-inventor of the SnapCap two-piece custom color split ferrule system. Every golf club has four components to it. You got the grip, the shaft, the club head, and the ferrule. The ferrule is a round black plastic piece, tapers the hosel of the club and the shaft at its meeting point, and the ferrule or snap cap is purely used for aesthetics only and has no performance use for the golf club. Snap cap solves a very big issue. If your ferrule got loose or broke from the club, or you wanted to color match your new grips, to replace the ferrule, you'd have to remove the club head from the shaft with a blowtorch and then put another ferrule on and then glue back the club head on the shaft, which was expensive and could take about 30 minutes per club or 4 to 5 hours per set. With the SnapCap custom color split ferrule, you're able to remove the old black standard ferrule with a razor blade, apply a little glue, and snap the two pieces of the SnapCap ferrule together.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, we got
rats.
Yeah, we didn't. That's a good way to put it. All right, John.
Yeah, because I mean, we ran out of time, right, Doug? But
yeah,
I would have loved to have gotten the website, how to find out more about it, where I could buy it, and we didn't get that.
So,
well, I can tell you, you can go to snapcapgolf.com. SnapCapGolf.com, and you could check out videos on how to. You could basically see somebody removing the ferrule off of the old ferrule off of the shaft, regluing it, and all of that. And then we're also on Facebook and Twitter, and you can get us through our website, SnapCapGolf.com.
How big an opportunity is this, really? How many people? It sounded complicated to me. Maybe that's because I'm not a golfer, although I grew up around one of the best golfers, amateur golfers in New England. My father was an extraordinary golfer all his life. I can't tell you that I know what this is, but it's not aimed at me. It's aimed at a golfer. But is that market big enough, John? People understand what he's talking about?
People change their grips all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, so why not do this? I mean, if you look at the way that people customize their golf bags and the head covers and everything else, this is one of those, kind of gimme deals. I mean, it doesn't seem like, I don't think it's very expensive, right, Jason?
$10 a bag, and basically you can do it yourself, or you can take it to a club fitter, and they'll probably do like $2 a club. They'll charge you about $4 or $5 a grip. They'll do about $2 per club.
Yeah, so, I mean, so look at it this way, Doug. I mean, in the golf world, golfers will buy pretty much anything. It has anything to do with their sport, and it enhances the way it looks, especially, you know, the aesthetics of it. So if they want to have, you know, maybe it's your wife, and she wants a pink ferrule on her golf club, then she could do that. Maybe you like, I would like blue, so I might put blue on mine. Or I might just keep mine, you know, the standard black. But at least now you get a kind of a choice. It makes it, I think it makes it kind of interesting. It's a little different anyway.
All right.
My favorite is actually chrome, and chrome just looks really hot.
Well, you have chrome too? I didn't see that color.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, there we go. I like, you know, like flashy
things. The reason why this particular Snapchat is coming into age is because grip colors are no longer just black anymore. They're all these different cool colors. You know, they're like multi-compound, multi-color, you know, blue and black and white and blue. And, you know, there's just so many different colors. So now you can finally match your grips and not be stuck with just simply black ferrules.
All right, very cool. All right, well, Jason, I wish you luck, and we'll see how the voting goes today. Thanks for being on Michael Linton Radio.
Yep. All right, so what do we have here? I don't get a lot of, it's probably not fair for me because I'm not a golfer, but I'm not involved in lots of other things that I kind of, like the smart swab from earlier this week, that intrigued me, although I don't know that it goes that far. I think the wine cooler, we all have different interests. So that's one of the things that makes this so beautiful is when you listen to these people on the air every day and you sense what they're all about, their dedication, their connection to something, it isn't just about the product, it's about how they put it all together. And so I'm trying to take myself out of not being a golfer and apply just the general sort of attitude that I would have just being curious about this, and I'm not. So that's, you know, kind of that's where it is.
Well, I mean, you know what? But I think he just got way into his pitch. I mean, he got too technical.
Yeah.
If he had told you what it was, you know, set up the problem, you know, and give you the splash, the fun stuff of it,
right?
Instead of going into, you know, you take it off and you got to do this,
on that.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Right. Anyway, thumbs up or thumbs down? Text to 22333 or vote at 888-877-0490, or you can vote at mycoolinventions.com.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local Health Mart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only in my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Some politicians and the National Weather Service are taking enough heat to melt a snowman while others are digging out. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. It's the autopsy of a winter storm and a postmortem on a weather forecast. The major storm that struck the Northeast late Monday into and through yesterday was major for some areas, but fizzled out in other areas. Let's start with some of the bigger numbers for those areas that were hit hard.
Falmouth, Massachusetts, 25 inches. Fall River, Massachusetts, 23 inches. Westford, Massachusetts, 33 inches. Logan Airport in Boston officially reported 24 inches. Worcester Airport, 34 inches.
That's meteorologist Rob Carolyn, who has more snow totals for New York City, New Jersey, and the surrounding areas.
Newark reported 6.5 inches of snow yesterday, 12 inches at the Bronx Zoo, Central Park, 10 inches. Islip, Long Island, though, was hit pretty hard by the storm, as was the eastern tip of Long Island, 25.
In case anyone's interested, I live on the south shore of Suffolk County, Long Island. My neighborhood was hit with 21 inches of snow. No teenagers came by with an offer to shovel. The guy with a snowblower across the street avoided all eye contact with me, so I had to shovel the driveway myself. But
Back to the forecast. You heard those totals for New York City and New Jersey. That was not what they were supposed to get, leaving politicians who shut down virtually every mode of transportation ahead of the storm to ask, what happened? New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio sounded relieved that the doom and gloom forecast was wrong.
We obviously missed the worst of this storm, which is a blessing for New York City.
But the mayor, along with the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, are taking some serious heat for what some are calling a wild overreaction. Here's the problem. It's the boy who cried blizzard. Next time there's a forecast for a gigantic storm, will everyone take it seriously? Probably not. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to rebound today from what happened yesterday. Some sharp losses. The Dow off by 291 points, closing at 17,387. NASDAQ fell 90 points. S&P lost 27. And finally, to Glendale, Arizona we go, where those nagging Deflategate questions are not going away. Remember this catchy party song. Well, you can now replace that song with this one, courtesy of Deflategate.
Who let the air out? Who let the air out?
I like it. And here's the latest. The NFL has reportedly zeroed in on a Patriots equipment guy who was alone with those footballs for a few minutes before the AFC Championship game. That guy might just become the fall guy. Meanwhile, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft said he's confident the NFL's probe will show the truth. And if it can't be proven the Patriots did anything wrong,
I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team.
Hey, the best defense is a good offense. Mr. Kraft going on the offensive. He wants an apology. As for Coach Bill Belichick, he had this to say at Super Bowl Media Day yesterday, answering Deflategate questions this way every time he was asked one.
My attention is focused on Seattle Seahawks.
Okay, Coach, good for you, but your history of cheating speaks for itself.
As for the Seattle Seahawks, one of their stars also used an economy of words to answer every question he was asked, running back Marshawn Lynch, famous for not talking to the media and getting fined for it, did speak yesterday saying this over and over.
Hey, I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I'm just here so I won't get fined. He said that 30 times in about 4 minutes at the podium. Excellent. Just excellent. You know, this is one of those Super Bowls where many of us wish there was a way both teams could lose. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.